ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads invites you to a review of the year. Some of the outstanding music from the Railroad Hour shows of 1952. Starring Gordon McRae, his celebrated guest Dorothy Warren Shove, and the entire company. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This special program to sing out the old year and sing in the new is brought to you transcribed by the American Railroads. The same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Happy holiday, everybody.
Happy holiday.
Friends, this has been a happy year, a singing year for all of us on the show train. Dorothy Warren Shove and the whole Railroad Hour family are here tonight to help you remember some of the melodies we've sent across the nation throughout 1952. You know that electric charge that hangs in the air of a theater just before curtain goes up? That's the feeling we have every week on the Railroad Hour. To all of us here, every Monday night feels like an opening night. Come on, everybody. Let's show them what we mean.
Another opening, another show. In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore, a chance for space folks to say hello. Another opening of another show.
Another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past.
Another pain where the old is gone.
Another opening of another show.
4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse.
3 weeks and it couldn't be worse.
1 week will it ever be right?
And out of the head is that bigger time.
The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go.
Another opening, just another opening of another show.
That was Cole Porter music from Kiss Me, Kate. We brought you the radio premiere of it back when March was making up its mind whether to be a lion or a lamb. Back there when 1952 was still in swaddling clothes, we sang the wonderful Romberg music from Desert Song. Not long after the first of the year, I went to work on the motion picture version of it. At your favorite theater, or on your favorite Monday night, it sounds something like this.
Desert breeze whispering a lullaby. Only stars above you to see I love you. Oh, give me that night. Desert song calling its voice and calling will make you mine.
Say, Dorothy, do you have a particular favorite among our 1952 shows?
Oh, I've loved them all, Gordon, but there was one that particularly tickled me. The laughing song from Rosalinda.
Well, take us back to April, laughing girl.
My dear Marquis, surely you see you're really not discreet. Take my advice, next time look twice when judging those you meet. My delicate man,
Dorothy. And at year's end, we want to thank you all, folks, for your wonderful mail. We were so pleased that your many, many letters told us how much you liked the 18 original musicals we brought you this summer.
World premieres of shows you may be seeing one day on Broadway.
Dorothy, let's recreate a short scene from one. The new Lawrence and Lee musical called Starlight.
All right.
This is the Broadway of the 20s.
That couple walking arm in arm in the early, early hours of the morning seemed to be a little down at the heel.
But if you look closely, you'll notice that the vaudeville team of Helen and Harry Harris also look very much in love with each other and with the crazy world of show business.
Broadway. Oh, look at it.
Yeah.
Come here.
Where are you taking me?
Oh, to my favorite spot in New York. A place I used to come to whenever I had the blues, Harry.
Well, I never knew you were ever sad, Helen.
All the time, mister, until I married you. Right turn.
Schubert Alley.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's an old saying that if Broadway has a heart, it's somewhere under this pavement.
Say, look at all the posters, all the three sheets. Oh, these are the greats, honey.
I don't know why, Harry, but late at night and early in the morning, these posters almost seem to come alive. Look.
Florence Ziegfeld proudly presents Miss Marilyn Miller and Sonny by Jerome Kern, Otto Harbach, and Oscar Hammerstein II, with Jack Donahue, Cliff Edwards, Clifton Webb. Oh, golly.
Here's the poster for the Winter Garden show.
Say, it makes you feel like getting down on one knee, doesn't it, honey?
Morning, Jolie. Juanie, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Juanie. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee show.
This one. You know, I guess if I had my choice of being anybody else in the world, it'd be Faye Templeton.
It is Mary, Mary, late as any name can be.
Of course, you'd have a pretty tough time choosing between her and her.
The Follies present...
Oh, my man, I love
Here, Helen, here's who I'd be, Mr. Show Business himself.
I've been to Broadway, remember me to Harold's friend.
George M. Cohan, what a guy.
Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
It makes you feel like the whole street is singing.
Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. If my
brief, a scene from Starlight, which we presented back in July while America was busy nominating a new president. Early in the fall, our show train moved into Maryland. My Maryland, to be exact. We sang a song which still seems to ring in the air, a song of unity and a united people. Listen.
Your land and my land will be our land one day. Bright stars and white stars leading both on our way. Our one flag forever when war and hatred are gone. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. We sing as we go.
Connecticut boys came out in 61 and took a gun, each one. If we are 1,000 strong or only 10, we'll fight them all the harder then. And when at the end we'll say,
each other's done, the war is done
and won.
And
the men from the north will feed the northern men while you restore with friends.
Tonight, as 1952 moves swiftly toward the end of its course, most of us are looking forward to the new year and to what it holds in store for us. Certainly, one of the major events of 1953 will be the inauguration of Dwight D. Eisenhower as President of the United States on January 20th. For that occasion, hundreds of thousands of visitors will pour into the nation's capital from all over the country to see and take part in the dramatic and colorful events of inaugural week. And the railroads will play a major role in bringing these people to Washington. At the peak of the week's activities, a train will move into or out of Washington approximately every 2 minutes. And plans were made by the railroads weeks ago to provide the transportation service that will be required. From every part of the country, scores of extra trains and sections of trains have been scheduled to carry people to Washington. Extra Pullman cars and extra coaches will be added to regular trains. Arrival times have been staggered, so there will be adequate facilities for taking care of the incoming passengers smoothly and swiftly. What's more, thousands of these visitors arriving on special trains will use their sleeping cars as hotels during the several days they will stay in Washington. They will be residents of a temporary city on wheels, made up of hundreds of Pullman cars drawn up on railroad sidings. Yes, the inaugural week in the nation's capital will call for a tremendous job of transportation. The kind of job only the railroads can do, and one which they can be counted on to do with the efficiency and skill that have made them the cornerstone of America's transportation system. Now back to Gordon McRae, his guest star Dorothy Warrenschold, and our Railroad Hour show train's review of the year.
Happy holidays! Happy holidays!
We're turning the calendar back for a look and listen at the musical highlights of 1952. For 52 weeks in 52, we've brought you many of the famous musical comedies, operettas, and light operas of our century. The names of their composers read like the Hall of Fame, for these are the men who have written the music of our time. So here's and tip of the hat and bow from the waist to the men who have given us these melodies to sing and cherish. And here's a medley dedicated to the composers. Rudolph Primo.
We are the Musketeers. Oh, dashing Musketeers.
The music we sang in his lilting waltz dream.
Always on our schedule are the great musicals of Jerome Kern. And of course, you remember this from The Cat and the Fiddle.
She didn't say yes, she didn't say no. She didn't say stay, she didn't say go.
She only knew that beside her there. And then she knew he sat beside her there.
At first there was heard not one little word. And coyly she took one sly little look. And something awoke and smiled inside. Her heart started beating wild inside.
So what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too. She didn't say yes.
She didn't say no.
She didn't say stay.
She didn't say go.
She only knew that he's by her there.
And then she knew he sat beside her there.
At first there was heard not one little word. The girl she took one smile and a look. There's something awoke. Wild inside.
So what did she do?
I leave it to you.
She did just what you do too.
She didn't say yes. She didn't say no.
Next week, the Railroad Hour will present My Romance by Sigmund Romberg. It was his last Broadway musical.
But his music will always be with us, Dorothy. And so do our friend Rami. Cheers, salutes, hats off, and thank you for the year-round gift of music. August was a singing month, and we were proud to present the world premiere of a new musical play, The Brownings.
With music by our own Carmen Dragon. And there's one song from it I don't think I'll ever forget.
Well, Dorothy, for a moment, you be Elizabeth Barrett Browning again, and I'll be Robert. And we'll go back to Italy for a scene from the love story of these two immortals. Roses, my beloved.
Oh, Robert, how you spoil me. I am convinced that history will consider you a man of absurd taste.
How so?
Every day I grow older, and this young man loves me still.
Once long ago, Bob, a great Hebrew scholar named Rabbi Ben Ezra wrote, "Youth is a glory, but the greatest joy is growing old with somebody you love. Growing old together."
Along with me, the best is yet to be. Our younger days that burned like fire were years of tears and fierce desire.
Our youth was bright, but we're
ago, Dorothy, when you and I did Holiday Inn, Irving Berlin gave us the perfect way to sing a Happy New Year greeting.
Addressed with affection to all of our listeners.
Let's start the new year right. 12 o'clock tonight when they dim the light. Let's begin. Kissing the old year out. Kissing the new year. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite.
Oh, how can our love go wrong if we start anew?
End is a time for celebration. For a single tick of the clock, and year's end becomes a year's beginning. It's a time for celebration, but it's also a time for prayer and thanksgiving. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of music, for the chance to reach across the vastness of space and touch other hearts with the songs in our hearts. Grant all your children a full and happy new year.
Hallowed be.
Happy New Year, everybody.
The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. There's good news for you in the year-end report which America's railroads have just made public. Good news because it shows that the railroads, which are so essential to the productive and distribution systems on which your standard of living is based, operated in 1952 with an all-time record efficiency. For example, as a result of the railroad's progressive long-range improvement program, the average freight train in 1952, by traveling faster and carrying greater tonnage, performed more transportation service during each hour of operation than ever before. And as the railroads look ahead to the new year, you can be sure that they will continue to do everything possible to provide you and all America with still better and even more efficient railroad service.
Thank you, Marvin. And thanks to lovely Dorothy Warren Schold and our entire company for participating in our Railroad Hour review of the year.
All aboard!
Well, folks, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And next Monday night, we'll present Sigmund Romberg's My Romance. And our guest will be Evelyn Case. And until then, this is Gordon MacRae saying good night.
Gordon MacRae can soon be seen starring in Warner Brothers' Technicolor musical Desert Song. Tonight's program transcribed was written by Lawrence and Lee. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Tonight, The Voice of Firestone features Ferruccio Tagliavini and Pia Tassinari on NBC.